Hey, it's John Lee Dumas of EO Fire, and it's The Entrepreneurial You, the show for dedicated and passionate Caribbean entrepreneurs seeking daily inspiration, brought to you by author, speaker, and award-winning entrepreneur, Henneka Watkus Porter. You must be prepared to ignite.
We needed to raise capital, but our experience with local financial institutions was that they were cautious and slow to act, and interest rates were far too high. We had real concerns about financing our business through outside equity investors and the possibility of interference. Could we get a fair valuation for our business? We had our own ideas about the business and its value. Should I go the traditional route of bank financing, or should I try the Jamaica Stock Exchange? So we made a call and experienced transformation of our business through conversations. I'm John Mahfood, CEO of Jamaican Teas, and we're listed on the Jamaica Stock Exchange.
Give us a call today at 876-967-3271 to begin your transformation through conversation. We want to see your company listed on the Jamaica Stock Exchange.
When I think of audio branding, I think of a consistent audio logo, a consistent sound in the way that there is a consistent visual colors and logo and the way that a company presents itself. So yes, the voice that responds to you when you speak to Alexa or Google Home is definitely useful. And I think that they have made several voices depending on what accent you prefer. There's all sorts of options that way and different languages, I'm assuming. So it does make it more accessible for a lot of people. But I don't know that I would think of it as a part of their audio brand.
The problem is most companies haven't thought about what their business sounds like. Gary Vaynerchuk. Hello, 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 my peak performer. How are you today? I trust that you are doing amazing, that you're doing great. It is episode 152, can you imagine, of the Entrepreneurial You podcast. I'm your host, of course, Henneka Watkus Porter. Today's episode is with Jody Krangle. Now, Jody has been a voice actor since 2007, and she's worked with clients from major brands all over the world in varying industries. In 1995, she created an award-winning songwriting resource website called The Muse's Muse and began a business of her own doing SEO and internet marketing. When she switched over to voiceovers, she was well prepared for the new world of online promotions and getting her own work done and established. She's also a singer. In 2015, she put out her own album of jazz, blues, and traditional tunes. You can find that at jodykranglemusic.com. Over the years, she's learned a lot about sound and how it influences people. And recently, she's launched a new podcast called Audio Branding. Wow, I cannot wait to read that. Audio Branding, the hidden gem of marketing. I'm so looking forward to this conversation that I'm going to be having with Jody Krangle. Jody will talk to us about audio branding, the hidden gem of marketing. Welcome, Jody.
Well, thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Now, before we go any further, what's the number one misconception you have heard about Jamaica?
Oh, Jamaica. that it's sunny all the time. I don't know.
Well, it is not quite sunny all the time, but we're very, very tropical. In fact, right now the climate has changed, and being a tropical body, it has kind of affected me somewhat. So the cold, it's a bit colder than usual, but it's okay. I'm used to it. I'm fine.
I guarantee your cold is not my cold.
Absolutely not. You would give anything for this, I'm sure.
Yes, I would.
All right. So we're going to be talking about audio branding, the hidden gem of marketing. Jody, what has been your deepest desire as a little girl?
Ooh. I've always liked the idea of being self-sufficient in the way that I didn't need to work for anyone else to do what I wanted to do, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm. It does. It does make sense. And of course, to each his own. When did you first recognize that, you know what, I want to work with computers?
Oh, with computers. Wow. Well, okay. The first computer that I got, I was 16. So they really didn't exist all that much before then, in the sense that there weren't really desktop computers. So I've been at this a little while. I'm a Gen Xer. So yeah, so I still remember those days when there weren't computers.
And so when you look back on those days and you're looking at today, how does that make you feel to see the progress that we have made as a world? You know, we have come so far doing different things. I mean, many of us are from the ages of Telegram. Well, not me, but, you know, many people know about Telegram and all of these things, you know, the snail's mail that will take forever to get to where it wants to go. No, we have the grand old internet. What does that mean to you?
Oh, my goodness. The internet made everything possible. It certainly made my SEO and internet marketing days possible. But even the beginnings of my voiceover career were all, it was all started online. I mean, what it did was it opened up the world. Mm. So it allows me to talk to you, for instance. and it has allowed me to make contact with people all over the world, you know, who can possibly be clients or just friends or it just makes the world a smaller place in a good way.
Yeah, absolutely. So now you've moved from selling computers when, of course, not many women were doing that. And you teach yourself about the internet and, you know, all that opportunities, the world of opportunities that it has opened up for you. So What has that journey been like? Kind of take us on the, get us into the emotions and, you know, the transitionary stages, as it were.
Well, I started learning about the internet while I was a secretary. So I was in a very small office and it was very boring. And maybe I saw one or two people in a day. And most of my work was done by 10:30 in the morning. And at that point, I was bored. And so I just decided we got a modem and I decided to explore. I've always kind of been adventurous, I guess, so not risk averse. And I like taking chances. I like teaching myself things. And I taught myself how to go on the internet, how to use it, how to design websites for it, how to communicate with people on it. And I just enjoyed myself a lot. And it's become my life.
It's funny you talk about, you know, when, you know, you were bored and of course you find ways to address that boredom. No, I think it's, I mean, isn't it surprising? I want to ask when you hear maybe young people these days or just anybody in general to say that they're bored when there are just so many opportunities that they can find that can, you know, that they can connect with and relate to on the internet. Why should we even think about being bored?
It's a good question. And I, as a kid, I remember saying that I was bored all the time, but pick up a good book or, you know, watch TV or do something. I found that when I was bored, my mind worked in really interesting ways in that I became particularly creative. So I don't, you know, it's a good question because I wonder if because the internet and computers are so prevalent these days, I wonder if young people don't take that quiet time to use their own creative know-how to create things of their own. You know, it just makes me wonder if maybe the internet and computers are doing it all for them and they no longer think in that same way. They don't give themselves the peace to create things that are their own.
That could possibly be it because, I mean, no, like for me, I can tell you, like, I no longer use my brain to calculate anything. Like, if I need to calculate something, I'm heading straight to either the calculator on my computer, on my phone, or something like that. Yeah. And believe it or not, very, very simple calculations, right?
It's true. Yeah. And who remembers phone numbers anymore, right?
Exactly.
Like, they're all in your phone. You don't have to remember them anymore.
I know.
If you stop using that part of your brain.
It dies, right? It dies. Like, I remember when I was going to school, like, we had to know up to 12 and 13 and 14 times. Like, that doesn't happen anymore. Yeah. Audio branding. It seems as if the future of marketing is voice. So when we talk about audio branding, What exactly are we talking about, Jody?
Well, we're talking more than just voice. That's definitely a part of it. And I do think that a company needs to think about the voice they use to represent themselves. So that voice should be professional and it should reflect what their company is about. Usually you can tell from the timbre and tone of the person that they decide to work with. There's all sorts of ways to choose a voice actor. Obviously, it really depends on what the feel of your company is. If you want someone who's more casual, if you're a little more professional and, you know, buttoned up, then you go for a different voice. But it's also in the music that you choose. It's in the music that's on your on hold. It's in the music that you play while you're doing presentations internally in your company. It's all of the audio bits and pieces that make up the branding of your company. And it's just as important as the visual aspects that are all related to one another. Like, you'll have a template of what the visual branding should be for a company, and it'll be across the board. Everyone will adhere to it, but no one has that kind of blueprint for the audio in the company. And I think that's a mistake.
But then, so great point. Then how do we, as, you know, company owners, entrepreneurs, develop that that footprint for audio branding? What are some of the elements that we need to be thinking about? How do we put it in our, you know, from a very comprehensive standpoint? How do we get that done?
I think it has to do with consistency. So as I mentioned, on hold music, the music you use for videos that are internal in your company, the music you use for videos that are externally facing your clients that go on your website, the voice that you use for these types of things, any type of audio bit and piece that goes into any of the media that you present, either internally or externally, should all be a part of that as much as the visual aspect.
Mm-hmm. So then it's not just enough to have a message. You know, it is important that who is actually taking that message out, how it's being positioned, the tone, mm-hmm. etc. All those things are important.
Yeah, because if there's a discordance between the message you're putting out, the professional sound of it, and the image of your company and how that sound relates to it, people are going to listen to it and they're not either going to retain the information because it puts them off. They're not going to like the video or whatever you're doing. They just don't, they can't put their finger on it. A lot of it is subconscious. So yeah, I think the consistency of it really needs to be paid attention to.
When I think audio, I'm just thinking voice for now, not necessarily all the elements of, you know, even your videos and so on. So thinking mm-hmm. about audio branding versus videos, where everybody seemingly is paying more attention to videos than their audio, although we know that that's not necessarily true. But on the surface of it, that's mm-hmm. that what seems to happen. Why is audio branding so vital?
Because when you're talking about hearing, the sense of hearing, that is the quickest way to our emotions and our brains. And it induces a visceral reaction. You know, video can do that, but we have a much wider spectrum of hearing than we do visual. Mm-hmm. So really, when you're thinking about the subconscious reaching of your audience, audio is super important. And I would venture to say it's almost more important than video.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what I want to get is, because to use Gary V's term, you know, who are the persons, the companies know, the brands that are crushing it regarding audio branding?
I would definitely say McDonald's has done a great job with that. I mean, everyone can hum that tune, right? Around the world. Seriously. Mm-hmm. Intel. Intel's little da-da-da-da, right? You know, like,
yeah,
that,
yes,
right?
That for sure, yeah, is so captivating.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. these are things that bring to mind that brand anywhere around the world. You don't need to be speaking English. Mm-hmm. You know, again, it's a quick way to communicate what that company is all about without a language barrier of any kind.
Mm-hmm. And when we think about costs, the costs that are associated with, you know, branding our businesses or companies mm-hmm. with audio vis-a-vis video and other traditional forms of marketing and branding, now, how expensive, how costly is that when we're considering audio branding?
You know, it really depends. I can tell you that voice actors are not cheap. I'm going to say that right now. You know, the audio branding is as important as the visual branding. How much are you going to spend on your visual branding? A lot of people think of that first. They spend a ton of money and then they're left floundering with unprofessional music and music they don't own and unprofessional voice talent who can't deliver what they're asking or don't sound, you know, smooth enough for their brand, don't match their brand. You know, there's lots of things that go into this. If you're going to use music, for instance, it's really a good idea to own that music outright. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say that because there are brands that go and use, for instance, well-known music or classical music or something like that. And then when the licensing becomes public, they're left with, well, okay, so that music now makes everyone think of our brand, but we don't own it anymore. Mm-hmm. What do we do? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it leaves them out in the cold.
Yeah, and I can truly relate to that because even when I was starting my own podcast, right, mm-hmm. One of the things I made sure that I did was to get my own music done. And so I play it whenever I want. I can use it whenever I want. And I know that when persons hear that, they can think only of the entrepreneurial you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely. So as a professional voice actor yourself, Jody, how do you get into the headspace of brands to portray their brand voice?
A lot of it is really helpful from the writers themselves. So typically I'll get a script from a client and that script will pretty much inform what the feel of their company is. So if there's a lot of contractions, for instance, I know that they're somewhat laid back, that they're not as, you know, buttoned up and, you know, not that they're not professional, but maybe they're a little more relaxed. Or if there are no contractions, or if they talk in certain language that is more formal, then I know that that is a different sound. And typically when someone is using my voice for something, they either want to go really warm or they want a mom next door kind of feel, or they do want an anthem sound. So they want a slightly deeper voice that will pronounce to everyone how proud they are to be with this company and what they do is so wonderful. And, you know, you should be really with us in this. And, you know, I love those. That's my bread and butter. I love those anthems. It's fun to be able to put into words the pride that a company feels in what they've accomplished.
Back to your podcast I mentioned earlier in the intro, audio branding is the hidden gem of marketing. Mm-hmm. What led you to start that podcast? When did you launch it?
I launched it in, I think it was the beginning of November.
Okay, 2019.
So it hasn't been that long.
Right.
Yeah.
So what led you to start this podcast about audio branding?
Well, that quote from Gary Vaynerchuk actually was part of my research to begin because, it was kind of proof of concept in that someone of his standing was talking about this on a regular basis. I was starting to see a lot more articles. I looked up other people's podcasts and really didn't find anything that was all that similar. And I deal with this every day. This is my job, basically, to work with people making a consistent audio brand fitting in with what people would expect to hear from them. And that consistency, I really feel, is super important. And I wanted to talk to people about it and make them aware that it's something to think about.
Absolutely. You know, apparently Gary Vee is influencing a lot of persons. I remember after reading his book, Crushing It, mm-hmm. I decided that I'm going to, you know, just pay a little more attention to voice first. You know, and so I brought on a guest as well who we went in depth and so on. So not as an avenue or an element of audio branding is a concept of voice first, right? I'd want you to share a little about that and how, you know, the major giants such as Amazon and Google and so on, how do you see that they're using voice and how can we look and develop what trend will be in the future?
Well, that's a tricky question because the way they're using voice is for automation, and none of those are actually real voices. They're voices that they've made from real voices. So yeah, there would be a lot of voice talent that would say that they're kind of stealing our jobs. But at the same time, I don't think that actual voices are going to go away anytime soon, because it's really hard to get emotion from a Google or Amazon device. You know, you can't really feel from them. Yes, they are providing an audio cue and you are speaking to them, but I don't really consider it to be, you know what, honestly, I don't really think of that as audio branding. I think of it as a convenience, certainly, but I don't know that that is a way for the company to promote itself in the same way that their visual branding does, mm-hmm. you know, like their logo and stuff like that. So I kind of don't equate it as the same thing.
So when you think about, though, like, for example, developing skills, like, you know, skills on Amazon or, you know, with using Alexa and so on, surely that's part of, you know, a company's brand voice when they decide, let's say, I'm going to create a skill to teach you how to brew chocolate, you know, in the morning or whatever it
sure.
is, random yeah. example, right? So yeah. In light of that, though, I in my mind, it's an element of your audio brand and what you're putting out there. And these, I believe, are creating the avenues, you know, so that more brands can take advantage of having a presence, you know, with technology, mm-hmm. Advancing every day with technology, getting better and better, mm-hmm. to an extent, seemingly replacing jobs, but it just means that we get a little more competitive and effective at what we do.
Yeah, very true. Well, okay, here's the difference. When I think of audio branding, I think of a consistent audio logo, let's say,
yeah,
mm-hmm. or an audio, a consistent sound in the way that there is a consistent visual colors and logo and the way that a company presents itself. So yes, the voice that responds to you when you speak to Alexa or Google Home, is definitely useful. And I think that they have made several voices depending on what accent you prefer. There's all sorts of options that way, and different languages, I'm assuming. So it does make it more accessible for a lot of people. But I don't know that I would think of it as part of their audio brand. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, the companies themselves, you know, not Google, not Amazon, whatever. But for users, yeah. for example, mm-hmm. Creating their voice first. But I get your stance, your positioning. I want to know my final question to you, Jody. And mm-hmm. before I ask you to give me your final thoughts, of course, is what are... And perhaps we discuss it a little, but just to bring it home, what are some of the elements that need to be in place for effective branding, effective audio branding to take place?
Major piece of the puzzle is consistency. And I think that a lot of people are completely inconsistent when it comes to sound, but they seem to think that the visual portion needs to be consistent, and they leave the audio portion behind. I think that's a mistake. And you need to be consistent in all of the places that you're touching your clients, including when they're on hold, on your phone system, including any video or social media that you put out there that has any visual or audio component. The touch point of, you know, MasterCard has done this too. There's a sound that plays when you do a MasterCard transaction, and that sound is consistent across all of their touch points. So that's the type of thing that is needed and should be paid much more attention to in the future and now.
Consistency is key, right?
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely agree with that one. Now, take it away with your final thoughts, perhaps touch on any point that we neglected to cover during our conversation.
I'm not sure that we didn't cover most of what I would have mentioned.
Or maybe bring it home, right? Or maybe bring it all together, right?
I really feel that people don't pay enough attention to this, unfortunately. And again, if you're inconsistent with that audio message, people will turn away without knowing why they're turning away. So it just makes someone look unprofessional when they may have all of the parts of a visual brand in place. And they'll wonder, well, why isn't this working? Well, if your audio isn't matching the professionalism of your visual brand, then you're being inconsistent and people will notice.
Now, for how might my peak performers get in touch with you, Jody, go ahead and share that information with us, please.
Sure. My website is voiceoversandvocals.com, and the podcast is at audiobrandingpodcast.com.
Ah, nice.
Yeah.
Jody Krangle, thank you so much for sharing spending time with us and sharing your thoughts on this very pertinent subject of audio branding. We need to pay attention, and it doesn't matter in my mind how small of a business you are running, you know, or small of a company. It's very important that you pay attention to your audio brand footprint to make sure that you're being consistent as what you have said. So thank you for spending time with me and
Thanks
my
so much
community.
For having me.
Absolutely. Thank you for tuning into this episode, My Peak Performer, with Jody Krangle. I certainly look forward to connecting with you next week. In the meantime, you know that I have launched a membership program, and so for a one-time payment of $30, you can get access to this amazing bundle of presentations that were done at the Entrepreneurial You Conference and Expo. So this consists of 18 CNN, Forbes, etc. featured guests from 4 countries over 4 days, and they dropped amazing value bombs. Some of these persons, for example, was John Lee Dumas was there, Malcolm MJ Harris, and so many others. 18 of them covering topics such as access to financing, digital marketing, productivity, and a whole gamut of other areas. So I'm giving you access to all these 18 episodes for only $30. I'm really, really excited to share this with you. And I know that it will add tremendous value to what you're doing, right? And so if you want to become a partner, all you have to do is go to glow.fm/TEY, and you'll be able to access, for only $30, access this suite of videos. Quite rich and robust. Remember, you were born to win, but to be a winner, you must plan to win, prepare to win, and expect to win. What good?